Blog Talk Radio.
Podge Longino. Podge Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Dodge. It's all hosted by Todd Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that? Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that? Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that? Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey, who that? Who that?
You've been waiting for. Longino. Blog Talk Radio.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm home, and I love you.
Over a million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio with Tom. Talk with Todd, the voice of the Midwest.
Every day, that's my word.
Hey, welcome back. We live right here on the Talk with Todd show on Blog Talk Radio. And here's my special celebrity guest, first one of 2011. We're going to kick it off real big right here with Kid Daytona.
Yeah.
What's going up?
What's the word,
what's going
brother?
Up, Kid?
Chilling, man. What's up with you?
Not much. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, brother.
How you doing out there today?
Chilling, man. Just here in New York, you know. Coming down off the holidays and just ready to get back into work and being more productive in this new year. That's pretty much it, man.
All right. So being more productive in the new year, what are your plans for 2011?
My plans for 2011 is just basically, you know, continuing to, keep the movement going. We ended off the year in a really, really special way. And now, you know, we got these videos coming. We got a few premieres. We got a few tours in the works and, you know, ready for February and March. And you just focus, man, just going into this new year, just, you know, continuing to make ill music, continuing to make ill strides and build the brand and being more successful.
Now, I read somewhere that you were born in Atlanta, Georgia, my hometown.
Yeah.
But raised in the Bronx.
Well, yeah, I was born in Atlanta. I probably lived there for like the first, like, you know, couple of months of my life, you know what I mean? And then I moved to Antigua, and I lived there for, like, you know, 4 years, and I came here, you know, to the Bronx when I was, like, 4 years old. So that was, like, kind of like my early, you know, journey, but I've been in New York ever since then, though.
Okay. Yeah, because I could tell, like, when I first heard you speak, I'm like, he has that New York, you know, the New York flag and Atlanta. I'm waiting to hear. I want to hear some of that down south lingo. You know what I mean?
Nah. you won't hear that for me, man. But you know, respect. You know, to the homies from the south. I got a lot of people out there, and you know, in Atlanta and Houston. And just, you know, I just get a lot of love, you know, from everywhere. Like, even though I'm from New York, you still get a lot of people that you know, just love hip hop music in general, no matter where it's coming from, you know what I mean? And I definitely get a lot of respect, a lot of props from people, you know, down south, and it's all love, man.
I've noticed throughout your career that, you know, you've been blessed to come across individuals like Busta Rhymes who, you know, work with you and gave you your recognition for the type of artist that you are. Being in XXL magazine, Kanye West from the cover. Yeah, I know that was big for you.
I was big.
Explain a little bit how these different experiences in the industry have, you know, continued to motivate you and have gotten you to where you are now.
I've just been blessed, you know, just to be in the certain positions that I've been in. You know, I've been at this now, you know, for a good, like, you know, almost 10 years, you know what I mean? Just in the grind and just building my name and building a rep and just being out here just in New York and just, you know, just not only on the music scene, but just also just in the industry crowd, networking and all that stuff. Busta was just an early influence on, you know, in my career, just, you know, watching him just record and just, like, seeing, like, people like Raekwon and Q-Tip come through the studio, seeing them work with Pharrell and Timbaland and Scott Storch when he was, you know, really, really hot. And I just was like a fly on the wall, and I always just remained humble, you know what I mean? Like, that's one thing that I always learned with him, just people just respecting me just from just coming across and being, like, a ultimate cool dude, just the ultimate most humble dude in the room. You know, and people always remember that. And just going in further, I just, like, worked and built my craft and, you know, just kept on going and kept pushing, you know, for somebody like XXL to recognize. And, you know, they did a really, really dope article. Shout out to my man Tim, who wrote that piece. And it was just a blessing, man, and just to have be in that issue with Kanye on the cover. And it was a big issue for them. I'm just blessed overall.
Tell me, what did you learn from the experiences of working with some of the greats and like Busta and watching, you know, artists like Q-Tip come to the studio? What was you able to take from the experiences and help you as an artist?
Oh, I mean, first of all, like, you got to understand, like, I'm a fan of these guys, you know what I mean? I'm 26 years old, so because this came out, we're talking about 90, 91, 92, you know what I mean? I was still a kid, you know what I mean? Just soaking the music in and you know, just to be in that position, just watching them record and you know, how they work and the work ethic. Like, Buster's one of those dudes a lot of people don't understand. Like, you know, you'll hear his album, you know, the 13, 14, 15 joints on his album, but no, like, he's one of those dudes that records, like, 60 tracks for one album. Like, he's always working, you know. And me watching that, just his whole work ethic, and that really made me just, you know, just admire, like, just the whole, like, for all of these dudes and Raekwon and all these dudes just watching them work. It just was just like like the illest experience ever for, like, an up-and-coming artist like myself, just seeing that early on and just knowing really what it takes, you know, even though these dudes have went on and made millions of dollars, you know, in the music industry, they still hungry enough to still want it and still go get it and still just work harder, you know, than anybody else. And that, with me, man, it just instilled that whole, you know, work ethic and just being humble, and it's just instilled out of me to this day, and I'll never forget that experience.
Well, before that experience, tell me, what was the initial spark for you? Like, what inspired you to say, you know what, I listen to rap every day, and I feel like I can go ahead and give it a shot at this, a good shot at this. So what was the initial inspiration for you?
I mean, like anybody that listens to rap music, I think they have at least, like, tried to write a rhyme at least one time, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, with me, it was, I wrote my first rhyme to Only Built for Cuban Links when I was in, like fifth or sixth grade, and I came to class the next day, and I, you know, I rapped it to my classmates, you know, and everybody was saying, yo, that's ill, you know, like, nobody said I was whack. So that allowed me to keep going, you know, but I wasn't real serious at the time, and it wasn't until I got to high school, and, you know, Lord Tariq was a dude that used to come around my way all the time, and I remember, you know, like, when they were popping, you know, with you know, him and Peter Guns, and they just had that whole thing rocking, and that summer, and I remember him coming to the block, and he was rapping, like, on the corner, 164th in the Concourse, and me being a young kid, I just stepped to him, and I just started rapping, you know what I mean, and then he went, and then I went, and he went, and I went, and this is, like, me rapping, you know, against somebody that's on. It wasn't like a battle, it was just kind of like, yo, this kid really thinks he's ill, like, you know, to come up to me and you know, like, you know, spit or whatever. And, you know, that was, like, the experience for me, because, it was like at the time like 60 people around and outside of us in a circle. And that was like the first time you would say like I performed in front of a crowd, you know. And at that moment I knew like I had what it takes to you know, to deliver and to be nice. And it's just like for me, man, I just kept going, I kept building on that. I was never satisfied, and even to this day, you know, with my skill, like I always want to keep getting better and better and building that craft, man.
Yeah, Kid Daytona, you can check out all the music, pictures, videos right there at the official website at thekiddaytona.com or visit themyspace.com/thekiddaytona.
And you can check out LRG.com. LRG.com. Shout out to LRG, man. They're big supporters in the, you know, the Daytona movement. Special shout out to them, man. And you can check out that interlude out right now. Videos dropping this month. We got the premiere on MTV coming up next week in for On the Hill. And yeah, man, I'm just blessed, man. Continued success in 2011. Just looking forward to everything this year is going to bring me, man.
What is it about Kid Daytona that keeps you surrounded by legends? You know, you got the video Airborne featuring Bun B.
Right,
everywhere,
yeah.
It seems like everywhere you go, you have legends surrounding you. What is it about Kid that everybody thinks that they like, what they like about you?
I don't know. I would say maybe like my old soul, you know what I mean? My, you know, knowledge of just hip hop in general. I had an uncle that was 13 years older than me, and that was like kind of like who I looked up to, like my big brother. And he used to be in the crib just playing like, you know, Slick Rick and EPMD and KRS-One and, you know, like all of that, like Tribe, and just me like listening to that and just being like up underneath him and watching him, you know, just like I remember like them listening to Marley Marl, you know, and Mr. Magic and all of that. Like I remember that and Red Alert, and like that stayed with me still to this day, you know what I mean? Which is why like, you know, everything that's going on, like I never wanted to conform, you know, like to all of this stuff that's going on. I kind of wanted to stick to the roots of you know, the hip hop that I knew and fell in love with from the kid. And I think like they respect that, you know, and they see that I'm a student of the game, you know, and I'm not just, you know, here just rapping, and I'm not a cocky kid. I just always came across as just that humble dude, and I think they respect that about me. And that's probably what they like, probably what they see.
With your, you know, with all things you've accomplished so far, in 2011, what is your take on the music industry today?
What's my take on what, excuse me?
The music industry today.
Well, I mean, it's definitely changed in the past, you know, 8 years or so, you know, that I knew it from when I first came in. And, like, right now, it's just like, you know, the internet is really big, the underground circuit. You can go from being an underground star one day and next day you're mainstream. Like, look at Wiz Khalifa, you know what I mean? Just 6 months ago, nobody knew who he was. Now he got the number, I think, like 4 or 6 song on Billboard. You know what I mean? Like, it can just change for you just like that. And, you know, definitely it's just a lot of do-it-yourself. You can't really rely on, you know, like you have a team, you have a structure, but at the same time, like, just know, like, you got to do everything that it is in your possible, you know, way to really be successful at this. Because you got to remember, it's a million people out there, you know, trying to do the same thing you're doing, and they got access to internet too, and they got a home studio, and it's just different, you know. Like now, it's not yeah. About yo, I can go into Sony or I can go into Def Jam and get a meeting and get signed. This is not about that anymore. It's just about building your brand, building your name and your music and your sound. You actually have a lot more power and a lot more say in who you want to be as an artist, and I think that's important. Like, I feel blessed to have come in to this, I feel blessed to have come in and be, like, the new guy, like, in this era, you know, kind of like being one of those, you know, artists like the spearhead, just the whole independent grind and you know, going from being that underground guy to going and doing amazing things. Like, I'm just, you know, I feel blessed to just be a part of this whole movement that's going on right now.
Would you say that hip-hop has become more competitive than ever before? As far as the, like you said, people have everything they need now. They have internet, they have an in-house studio, they can press up their own CDs, they can press up their own merch. Would you say it's more competitive on the marketing side now than ever before?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, it's like, you can't never, like, once your music is good, you know what I'm saying, like, somebody's going to hear it, you know? You can't just be garbage, and just because you got your home studio and you got, you know, means to press up T-shirts and CDs and you know, like, people just respecting that, you know what I mean? Like you got something that'll slip through the cracks, but overall, the music is what matters the most, you know? And just like the competitiveness is kind of like what drives me to want to be a better artist. You got, you know, a bunch of people out there doing their thing right now. And even in New York, like this new New York movement that's going on out here, you know, with Votto and Smoke Dizza, you know, a bunch of other people like Corey Guns, you know, doing their thing. It's like, you know, it just leads you to want to just be that much better. You know what I mean? Like, it's always, like, competitive. It's like any kind of sport, boxing, basketball, football. Like, you always want to be the best. Like, you don't ever want to be number two or number three. So, you know, it works out in my favor.
Now, we know that you have a release in 2010. Mm-hmm. Is there another release coming in the new year? If so, who are going to be some of the features and the producers of the project?
I mean, we're definitely coming with the Interlude Golden Edition. And what that's going to be is, you know, we're going to remix a few tracks that were on the Interlude and come through with new records, you know, a couple of new records, and just re-release it, like, as a package within the videos that we're putting out. I mean, as far as the features and stuff, I can't really speak on that right now, but definitely got, you know, a lot of, you know, classic dudes, you know, on there that I'm set up to work with and already have worked with. And you should look for that, like, in March, like, you know, beginning of March, mid-March or something like that. And that's, you know, that's, like, in the near future. And, you know, definitely look out for the videos. You got a lot of ill videos coming through. You know, that LRG has shot. And everything is crazy, man. Like I said, I can't say it enough, man. I'm blessed going into this new year.
For more information on the Kid Daytona, official website, thekiddaytona.com, myspace.com/thekiddaytona. Now, I noticed you have a Twitter.
Yeah, not on definitely Twitter. Got a Twitter. It's at thekiddaytona.
I didn't see that. I was like, I know he got to have a Twitter.
Yeah. At the Kid Daytona, THEKIDDAYTONA. And you can reach me right there. And my Facebook, like, I got a Facebook, but, like, it's some kid, you know, that he like, made a page. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I try to reach out to the kid and try to get everything right. But, I mean, for now, like, that's the unofficial page. But, you know, for everything, you could definitely go to thekiddaytona.lrg.com and you can download the Interlude. You can listen to the Interlude right then and there. And it's on my MySpace and Twitter. You can follow me. But just, you know, all the shows coming up. If you're in the Vegas area, I'll be out there this weekend at the CES convention performing with Skull Candy. And come back and you're doing the BET Music Matters at Crash Mansion in New York, and you could come through that, man, and just look forward to much more greatness and, you know, like, just good things to come from this side of town.
Right. One actual question about performing. You know, I've seen, in my era, I've seen a lot of great performers in hip-hop, and what is it about performing that you love so much? What is the, like, the one thing about performance that just done before?
I like controlling the crowd, man. And being that a lot of the times, like, I'm a I'm a new artist, and, you know, you got some people in the crowd that know, like, all the lyrics, and you got some people in the crowd that just seeing and hearing me for the first time. And I like just looking, you know, in the eyes of just, you know, the people that's out in the crowd and just knowing that I got them with what I'm saying. And that's what I enjoy the most, you know what I'm saying? Just connecting with the crowd and then getting off stage and building with those fans, you know. That's, for right now, like in my early career, that's what I enjoy the most about performing.
And so, now, you've already worked with, like, you know, we said it before, earlier in the program, you've worked with some of the greats. Who would you like to work with that you have not been able to work with just yet?
Well, you know, I've been around Q-Tip a bunch of times. You know, we know each other, like we follow each other on Twitter and stuff like that. But he's definitely one of the dudes that I really, really would like to build with and work with, you know, this year. And just, because I know, like, we'll make, like, the illest records ever. Because it's just, like, his knowledge, and I'll just build off of that. And, you know, I think that'd be dope, man. And, you know, Clark Kent is another dude who I respect. Pete Rock is another dude, you know, who I really want to work with. Always been a fan of Pharrell. Yeah, man, and that's pretty much it. Just like as far as on the production side, like those are the people who I want to work with in the near future.
Yeah, they're talking right here on the Top of Side Show on Blog Talk Radio 2011. Jump off my very first celebrity guest, and you know more to come. Yeah, now outside of you know everything that you have done and accomplished so far. And you know, we got the emergency videos coming up. What else can we expect outside of music from Kid Daytona in 2011 and beyond?
Definitely look for the LRG Spring 2011 campaign, which launches at the end of this month. I'll be, you know, in all the magazines. I'll be in Macy's and Bloomingdale's. Like, you can see, you know, like there'll be like huge posters and stuff. Definitely look just for that relationship to keep growing. There's a lot of big things going on between the Kid Daytona and LRG right now. Yeah, man, and just look forward to that. You know, me on the modeling side of things, outside of, you know, music and so forth, definitely look forward to some more fashion things, you know, coming your way.
That's what's up. www.thekiddaytona.com, the official website. Check them out on MySpace and Twitter. I will be on there shortly. Once again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Talk of Tide show, the first show of 2011 right here on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from the Midwest. Hey, Kid Daytona, man, is there anything else you'd like the listeners and fans to know about yourself or any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Just know I appreciate you and I appreciate everyone, you know, that helps spreading the word, because that's what really counts, you know what I mean? Like one person tells one person and that person tells another, and that's how you get the good music out, you know what I mean? Definitely shout-out to y'all for, you know, for having me on here. Taj, like, you know, shout out to looking out for me and wanting me on your radio show. Community Juice, man, Jack Move, LRG, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Kid Daytona, the interlude, go download that and look forward to the videos coming. Real prolific visuals coming through. And man, appreciation. That's all I can say.
Oh, thank you for taking the time out, man, out of the busy schedule to come on the Talk of Tide. So I know you're out there working hard and keeping busy. So thank you for taking the time out to come let everybody know what they can expect from the Kid in 2011. I was definitely keeping my eye out of catching
love,
out on Twitter. Hey, that's fine, man. You know, I was talking to Donnie Cohen the other day. He was on the show last week. And Donnie's cool, man. I gotta make a trip out to New York this year, man. Come holiday, everybody. So I might run into you on my trip to the NY.
Word, definitely, Todd.
That's what's up, that is it. Man, you take care, and I appreciate
right, bro, you
coming on the show, man. All
thank
right, www.thekiddaytona.com. I want to thank everybody once again. All right, take care, bro. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Talk With Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on our first guest of 2011, Kid Daytona. You can check him out at the official site, thekiddaytona.com, MySpace, and Twitter. All right, so I'm thanking everybody once again. Hey, this is a new year, everybody. So new goals, new agendas, new achievements. Love one another. Take care of one another. Okay. God bless.
Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio with Todd. Talk with Todd, the voice of the Midwest.
Every day, that's my word.